Well, but you see, nothing turned up. You on the day of graduation, you just didn't have a job. So you take a job.
And it was good money.
Yeah. So the Pullman Company was a great employer, big employer of Negroes, especially in the summertime. Thousands of Negro students worked for the Pullman Company in the summer because, you see, rail travel in those days, everybody traveled by rail. Nobody thought of going anywhere with an automobile.
Uh-huh.
So everywhere you went, there were no airplanes. So everything was train travel. So in the summer, it was a lot of new resorts that would open up. And Pullman Company had a job of hauling these people to these various resorts. And say resorts like Atlantic City, where there'd be nothing doing hardly in the wintertime. In the summertime, you'd have maybe 15 or 20 Pullman cars of people going in there every day. So this was extra work. They hired Negroes only as Pullman porters. And this opened up thousands of jobs for Negroes all over the country. And cities like Chicago and St. Louis and Cincinnati and New Orleans, Kansas City and Minneapolis. Those were places where Negro students would always go. In fact, of the matter, you didn't even have to go. Like I said, Pullman Company sent a man to the campus to recruit. So all you had to do was go and see him and say, all right, you want a job? Oh, yeah, he put your name down. He said, all right, you report in Columbus, so you pay your railroad fare to Columbus. That's what we did. And when we got to Columbus, they decided there what city needed the extra men he had. So it just happens that Pittsburgh needed them that year. So they sent all of us to Pittsburgh. Some of them turned out to be, Dr. Turner, L.W. Turner of Kansas City, he was one of them that went with me, and other fellows became lawyers. Fellows go back to school, you know. You earn $400 or $500 in the summertime, and that was a lot of money in those days. You go back to school, you had it made for the rest of the year. So this was a normal practice. Cecil Newman of the Minneapolis paper, Cecil worked as Pullman porter, and a dining car waiter too. Mayor Carl Stokes here. He worked as a dining car waiter out of Minneapolis. So the dining cars and Pullman cars and boats, for instance, used to be boats on the Great Lakes. Boats used to go between here and Cleveland, great big boats. I mean, boats with 300 and 400 cabin rooms used to ply between here and Cleveland and here and Detroit. And all up and down the lake. And those boats, trains, and resorts furnished summer employment for Negroes. First summer I was at Wilberforce, we worked at Barbalow Island, which is a resort island right at the mouth of Lake Erie in Detroit River. The company hired out of Detroit. Some fellows on the campus had worked there before, and so the man writes him, says, how many boys can you bring up this summer? All right, he recruits how many you want. I say 10 boys. So 10 of us were recruited. Went to Detroit, got hired, and we spent the summer on Barbalow Island working. This is the way kids worked in those days, and to make money to go back to school.